Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, honey. You know it's French Toast Friday and Catfish Friday and French Fry Friday. Honey, we are frying it all up over town over here. Now listen, we got catfish, French fries, hog maw, pigtails, curly tips, ear tips. Honey, we got turkey tails, and it's all fried up, honey. Then we baste it down in some gumbo rum sauce. You know what I'm saying. And then we cut up some apples on the side. We got some oranges on the side. You know what I'm saying. And then we got some snails, honey, some calamari. We mix it all up together, and we fry it up and take it on that. Now, y'all know I like to entertain. Listen. It's Friday, July 22nd, 2022, baby. 34. It's 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. It's 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Now, listen, y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum, GumboRum.com. 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 That's GumboRum.com. Please visit GumboRum online for all your rum libation needs, darling. Listen, Gumbo Rum is so smooth, honey. It's wicked smooth. It go down real smooth. But for me, it goes down like this. I'm just kidding, y'all. Y'all know Mama likes to entertain. But I keep on telling Steve, you know, I done said this about a million times. I told Steve, I said, look, Steve, you know, Gumbo Rum come in two flavors, right? We got natural vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold. Then we got natural coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. So we had a little meeting. Of course, he still is having his little sipping series, and I don't get to taste none of that. But look, I told Steve, what is the issue? You know what I'm saying. I know I'm just a little person that works in the engineer booth to you know, get the show going. I said, what's the matter, Steve? Why in the world we can't have no watermelon Gumbo Rum? You know, black folks love watermelon. You know what I'm saying. So if you want to really cash in and make some money, you want to make your coins and your dollar bills, why not have some watermelon Gumbo Rum? Why not have watermelon rum? You know what I'm saying. And he will sell out. He will show no sell out. And listen, what's wrong with having some banana-flavored Gumbo Rum? Can't you have banana-flavored Gumbo Rum? What's the matter with that? Anyway, I don't know what's wrong with him. Anyway, I do have a special musical salute. Now, y'all know I like to entertain. Don't y'all get crazy. This one likes to entertain. So, listen, I do have a musical salute on today. Music by West Dean and Kung Fu. Yes. Gonna get down with it. Gonna get saucy up in here. Got some flaming hot music, baby. Listen, I want you to do me a special favor. Why you on Facebook? Y'all know we on Facebook all day long. We on Facebook all day long. I am telling you what's the truth, honey, my darling. Listen. Somebody on Facebook had the nerve to post something. I said, now, what is going on in the world? Somebody had to post up there on Facebook saying they was charging $10 for their children to get baptized. The church was charging $10 to get baptized. Now, this is the honest gospel. This is not entertainment. Church was charging $10 for the children to be baptized. I said, Lord, today, Jesus. And then yesterday, they came back and posted saying one of the little girls got put out of church because she was asking questions in Bible class. I said, help today. What in the world are we going to do? You know what's wrong with people. I'm telling you something. It's just going crazy around here. Anyway, I do have a special musical salute for West Dean and Kung Fu. Ooh, baby, that song. So listen, the song by Kung Fu is What a Good Life. And for today, I heard back from Prospect Radio. Listen, they do have a playlist, so I'm going to send What a Good Life and the music by West Dean back radio to add to their playlist. And, of course, their promotion, it's free. They do not charge for their promotion. So listen. That is what's going to be going down on today. We'll be sending them an email And also, I think it was Sosha Nope. I'm going to check. The show is live. It is unscripted, my darlings. Ain't nothing scripted up in here. Everything is live, 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 live. Honey, even me, you know, swinging from the chandelier, that's live too, honey. So let me tell you, I got to go trot on over to Twitter and check out the other because they have 300,000 plus followers. And I got to see what they got going on right about now. So this song is What a Good Life. Kung Fu.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Lady got style, lady got curves. She jump on the beat while she's mouthing the words. Lady got lips that can break a curse. Bring it back the afro in the leopard skin purse. And I'm fine with that, more than fine with that. I've been waiting my whole lifetime for that. Lady's a gift from God, let me sign for that. I'll be working overtime on the ground with that. Wait in line with that, no time for that. Shot the right cheese, put the rhyme with that. Kick back, relax, and I grind with that. Waiting up just to see the sun shine with that. We're breaking free, hate me from running down the streets of Space City. Buck naked, they can't stop me now. They unchain my sound, a runaway train coming through this crazy town. Kung Fu style, play the track, I'm laying it down. And I'm kicking lines like, watch out, oh, no time to waste, no time to back in your case. We're leaving without a trace, because the trouble to face. Call me a basket case, my brain place with place. Kiss me face like a real rap, no. That's my Jack Jackson, said I couldn't rap. But I'm cutting the cheddar cheese, paperback tractions. Making rain, killing trees, super soaker action.
Come and dance with me. Wanna be tied down, but you wanna be free. Say, who said love ever had to be something keeping you from being who you wanna be? Pretty lady, come and dance with me. Wanna be tied down, but you wanna be free. Say, who said love ever had to be something keeping you from being who you wanna be? Yo, I got the feeling you like what I'm dealing. Your hand to the ceiling for a moment. I can't get enough of the magic. I'm making an addict a real true fanatic for sure. I'm a setter, I'm a humming, I'm a humming, a humming. And when she dances, in the left of my suburban, I would never get enough. Take me down and take my fucking, I would still get to win.
Baby, 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 that is Kung Fu. Kung Fu fighting music, baby. Listen, let me tell you, that song is the jam, the jam, the jam, the jam. I am telling you. And, of course, it is a smash hit. Yeah, baby, it is a smash hit. Let me tell you something. The 50 Man Network does have superstars of today and superstars of tomorrow. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. It is just phenomenal and amazing. And I do want to take time to thank all our international listeners that listen in every single day. I do appreciate you guys. Listen, that song, What a Good Life, I just love that. Nice beat, you know, nice voice, and I am telling you, it is awesome, awesome, awesome. I know it's just going to go all the way up the chart. Hands down with my eyes closed. Can I tell you? Can I tell you? Listen, let me tell y'all something. A lot of times the life lessons do come from life lessons I've had myself from, you know, just living because we get stories. That's what life is, a lot of stories. You live and you get a story. You live and you get a story. You know what I'm saying? Some stories good, some stories bad. And some stories is just like, oh, whatever. But listen, some stories that you get during life comes from conversing and talking with other people and getting experiences from other individuals. Now, this life lesson comes from talking with a independent artist, that conversation I had today with an independent artist. Now listen, I say this all the time. I say this all the time. Everybody wants a smash hit. Everybody wants that hit song. Everybody wants that hit, song, song, song. But listen, if you want a hit song, this is God, Heaven, truth, you got to be willing to listen to somebody. Young lady contacted me today, and she says to me, this is a true story, I couldn't make this up. She says to me, she wanted some advice. She says to me, I don't know what's wrong with my music. Now, she has an album, she's written an album, and it's out there, and she's promoting it, marketing, doing everything, and nothing is happening. She says to me, I have my music out there, and I don't know what's wrong. I want to know if you would listen to the music and tell me what's wrong, what's going on. I says, okay, send the music. She sent over 2 tracks. I listened to the tracks. I said, ooh, a blind man could hear what's wrong. A deaf man could hear what's wrong. You know what I'm saying. Listen, her voice, phenomenal. Great singing voice. Awesome. Very talented. But y'all know what was wrong with the music. It was a snoozer song. Both songs are snoozer songs. Put you straight to sleep. Now, if you're trying to write music for people to go to sleep to because they have a hard time sleeping at night, she's spot on. Listen, she got it down with that one. And I said to her, I said, well, you know what? Have you ever thought about writing R&B or soul because of the type of singing voice you have, which is great? I said, you could really get a hit song out there with your voice. You could do R&B. You can do soul. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, I don't know. And then I said, well, you know, with the genre that you're writing in, it's not mainstream and it's not going to get it. And I said, you ever thought about having a ghostwriter, have someone to write you a song? And she said, well, it's my ego. Her ego won't allow her to have somebody write her a hit song. And I'm thinking like, are you crazy? She got a voice. She can totally hit the charts and go running with the voice that she has. She can really sing. She just does not have the ability to write a hit song. So listen, I always tell them, the point is this. There is nothing wrong with having someone ghostwrite your music. There is nothing wrong with that. And she says, well, I don't feel like I'm contributing in anything if I don't write my music. And then she says, I don't even really listen to music. And I was done. When she said, I write music, but I don't really listen to music, I was done. Conversation was over, because if you don't even listen to music, how on the Sam Hill you going to be able to write your own hit song? Done. Listen. The next song that's coming up is by West Dean. So listen, y'all, if you got talent, you can really sing. Let me say this before I play the next song. If you got talent, you can really sing, and you can't understand how to write a hit song, have someone to ghostwrite it for you so you can fast-track your music career and get there a little bit faster. This lady was stuck in the mud with three followers on Spotify and still not interested and willing to really take the advice the people has given her. And she said to me, I got to put this in there. She said to me, you know, the record label, she was dealing with a record label. She was trying to get a record deal. She said, the record label told me the same thing, that I'm talented, but the music ain't going nowhere. Well, hush, baby, bye. What more else do you need? So anyway, I guess, who knows, got to come from the dead, doctor. I don't know. I guess she needs to be having dreams about Elvis Presley and everything like that to let her know her music is dead and not going nowhere. Anyway, West Dean got some music right here. It is time to bring back peace and love. Peace and love. Y'all check this out. right there. That is it right there. Time to bring back peace and love. Time to bring back peace and love. Show you are right. Yes, indeed. That's Wes Dean. Wes Dean, let me give you a little information on his bio and his history. Wes Dean is a new recording artist in the music business for less than 1 year. Well, let me tell you something. Let me stop right there and put a pin in it. Now, listen, Wes Dean, he says he's a new recording artist in the music business for less than 1 year. Now, let me tell you something. You know something? He's fast-tracking his career really, really good. You know why? Because the music is great. The guitar playing, everything was just awesome. You know, he has a nice song with a great message. Time to bring back peace and love. He's singing. The song is catchy, nice, mainstream. You know what I'm saying? People want more music like that, you know, with feeling, with meaning, with a message like that. Time to bring back peace and love. So less than a year. Are you kidding me? And the lady I was talking about earlier, she had been in the business, I don't know how many years. She's still stuck with three followers. I can't get over that. Three followers and still won't listen to them. I just can't get over that one. So listen, Wes Dean, less than 1 year. Oh, my God, he's doing phenomenal. But listen, but not new to music. So he's not new to music. He has been a lifelong musician beginning with piano lessons at age six. See there? Great foundation. I am loving this story. Great foundation. Playing trumpet, flute horn, French horn in middle high in high school band. Oh, I just got a chill right there. Oh, wow, wow. So, oh, my goodness. So since college days, he has been playing guitar, acoustics first, and electric for the last 9 years for only for pleasure inside his own house. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. He only wrote songs just for fun. Shee, my darling, see how this story goes. Wrote songs just for fun. Earlier this year, he wrote his first release, Moving On. Oh, I got another little chill. Listen here, Wes Dean, let me tell you something, baby. Let me tell you something, baby. Here on the Fierce Female Network, you know, I've been doing this since 2007. It first was WSF Radio. We rebranded into the Fierce Female Network, and it has always happened on this show. Spirit always shows up. Spirit always shows up. Listen, let me tell you something about your music career. Let me tell you something. There is a knock, 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 knocking at your door. Listen, you're going to have folks knocking at your door that you never thought would be knocking at your door. Now, when I say knocking at your door, folks ain't going to be coming to your house where you live, in your brick home, where you're sitting at, reading at the newspaper and drinking your coffee in the morning times, the New York Times and Washington Post, things like that that you like to read in your magazines. Listen, that's not what I'm saying. They're not going to be knocking at that door, honey. What they're going to be doing is sending you emails. They're going to be reaching out to you, different individuals. Listen, it's called. Somebody's going to pass the word along about you, Wes Dean. Now, listen to me real good. Wes Dean, somebody heard about you, then they're going to tell somebody else about you, and it's going to happen that way. For you, Wes Dean, it's going to be a triple effect, my darling. See, now the people that's going to come to your door, you don't really know them because the people that know you is going to be talking about you and your music and what you're doing, and they're going to be coming to that door. You understand what I'm saying? It's going to be emails. It's going to be social media through that chain. Now, listen, you need to be really busy on social media. Not you per se, but if you have a team or someone in your family that likes to be on social media, that's the thing for you to be doing. Listen, that's the way it's going to happen for you. It's going to be a triple effect for you. That's what's going to happen, my darling. It's going to be coming to your door, and you better believe you might be munching down on a cinnamon bun. And when it comes, honey, it's going to be coming for you, because your music is awesome. It really has a nice flavor to it. It has a nice flavor to it, and people have projects that they're looking forward to. With this type of music, there's projects that's on the table, and people are looking for what you got. So, you know, it's a really great partnership. It's a really great partnership right there. So, listen, also, I do want to let you know, just to recap, the show is live. It ain't scripted, my darlings. Once again, Prospect Radio, we'll be going over to Prospect Radio so you can get on their playlist. And that's how things happen. I pass you over to Prospect Radio. Prospect Radio may pass you over to somewhere else, and that is the effect that I'm talking about. All right, I got to get on up out of here because I am out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. My darlings, guess what? I get to do it all over again later on this evening. In the special words of Don Cornese, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and
you motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it. Hold up.
Fierce, fierce.
She